Hey. Hey, it's me. Look at me. No, don't look away. It's okay, I'm here. You're shaking. I told you not to run off alone like that. I know you didn't mean to, but you scared me. And it's not just because of what could have happened. It's because it's you. You matter to me. Way more than I should admit. Sit. Please. Just sit down. You're bleeding again. Hold still, okay? I'm gonna press here for a second. I know it stings. I'm sorry. I need you to be okay. God, you're so reckless sometimes. And I'm just as bad as you for always showing up like this, huh? The nurse who always magically finds you in an alley after you disappear on one of your brilliant schemes. I should walk away. I know that. It's not like I don't get it. Your trouble. We're not supposed to be anything. You said that to me first, remember? You said I should pretend none of this ever happened. That I should forget how you looked at me that night. That I should stay clean. Safe. Far away from the mess. But then you get hurt. Or someone's after you. And who do you call? Not that I mind. I mean, it's not like I lie awake waiting for my phone to light up with some cryptic text like, Alley, East Side, hurry. I definitely don't keep a first aid kit under my jacket just in case I run into you. That would be crazy, right? You're lucky I'm not good at letting go. Here. Lean your head on me for a second. I know you're stubborn, but you've been running around like this all night. You're burning up. Just let me take care of you. It's kind of funny. You're supposed to be the dangerous one, but when you're like this, quiet, hurting, letting me hold you. I've never felt more powerful in my life. Not the kind of power that scares people, the kind that protects them, that says, you're safe now, I've got you. And I do. I've got you. Even if this isn't allowed, even if we have to lie to everyone, even ourselves, even if I'm the only one who dares to say it out loud, I care about you more than I should. And I'm not going to pretend otherwise tonight. Not when you're like this. Not when you need me. So no more running off alone, okay? You don't get to just disappear without a word and act like that's fine. If you're in trouble, you come to me. You tell me. You let me help. You let me in. Because even if this has to stay in the shadows, like this alley, hidden and quiet, I want you to know what's real. You're real. This, whatever this is, it matters to me. You matter to me. Maybe I can't say it out loud back at the hospital. Maybe I have to keep pretending you're just another file I got assigned. Just another case. Just another patient who mysteriously keeps needing bandages and stitches and never wants to explain why. But here, under the stars, when it's just us, I can tell you the truth. I want you. I want you to stop pretending you don't feel it too. You looked so scared earlier, like you weren't sure if I'd come. That's cute, actually. You think I could just not show up? That I could leave you bleeding in the dark and go back to pretending I don't check every alley I pass, just in case. That's not how I work. Not when it comes to you. Let me clean this up a little more. I know it hurts, but this part's almost done. You're doing great. You know, I could run. Just one day. Just go somewhere. No hospital, no danger, no rules. Just a quiet place. Somewhere people don't ask questions. Okay, yeah, that sounds crazy. But don't lie. You've thought about it too. I see it in your eyes. Every time you look at me like this. Like you wish it could all be different. And maybe one day it can be. But for now, this is what we have. A night sky, a back alley, the sound of your breathing finally slowing down. And my hands keeping you together one bandage at a time. You don't have to say anything. I know you won't. I don't need the words. Just let me sit here with you a little longer. Just for tonight, be mine. Even if it's just in this quiet corner of the world. I'll hold on to this moment like it's everything. And I'll come when you call. Every time. You're not alone. Not anymore.